Will the Senate please come to order on the ninth legislative day of special session? Will the members please vote to signify their presence?
Senator Shaw.
Senator Halford.
The roll shows 20 members present this morning, Mr. President.
Please stand for the invocation by today's chaplain, Senator Fix.
We bow our heads, please. Dear Lord, we wish to be strong. We are not here to play, to dream, or to drift. We have hard work to do and loads to lift. Shun not the struggle, face it, 'tis God's gift. Be strong. Say not the days are evil, who's to blame? And fold the hands and acquiesce, oh shame. Stand up, speak out, and bravely in God's name. Be strong. It matters not how deep entrenched the wrong, how hard the battle goes, the day how long. Faint not, fight on. Tomorrow comes the song. Amen.
Will Senate Page Tara Smith please lead us in the pledge this morning?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Jones.
Absent. Prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection, the prayer is spread on the journal. Will the Secretary please certify the journal?
I wish to certify as the correctness of the journal for the 8th legislative day.
Senator Rudy.
Mr. President, I move the unanimous consent that the journal be approved as certified.
Without objection, the journal is approved as certified. Introduction of guests. Messages from the governor.
There are no messages from the governor this morning, Mr. President.
Messages from the House.
Message dated July 2nd, Mr. President, the House has passed committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 555, resources amended with the following amendment. House CS for CS for Senate Bill Number 555, resources MH, expressing the intent of the legislature with respect to an extension of the stay in McDowell versus State and establishing the Commission on Subsistence Use of Fish and Game and providing for an effective date.
The contrast between the House and the Senate version is being passed out now. Senate, please stand at ease. Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I would move that the Senate concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 555.
Further discussion. Question being, shall the Senate concur in House amendments to House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 555, Resources Amended House? Members may proceed to vote. While members voted, Secretary will lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the vote. So the Senate does concur in House amendments, thus adopting House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 555, Resources Amended House. Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I move the unanimous consent that the vote on the bill be considered the vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, the effective date clause is adopted. Senator Halford.
Sir, notice of reconsideration of my vote on House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 555, Resources Amended House.
Further messages from the House. Senator Duncan.
Guests, please.
Without objection, Senator Duncan.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm not sure if this gentleman has been introduced yet this special session, but I thought I would take the opportunity. He's been here every day and has become quite a fixture as far as being present in the halls and the committee hearings. He's a statewide leader as far as Native issues go, a resident of Juneau, and it's my pleasure to introduce John Borbridge.
Senator Jaroff.
Mr. President, maybe just on a quick note on that there, John says he's been sitting in the hall so long he's been dusted off twice the last couple days. But also under introduction of guests.
You have the floor, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the gallery behind me, a constituent of Senator Duncan's, who will be assisting me this summer, Kimberly Osterman.
Communications.
There are no communications.
Reports of standing committees.
There are no standing committee reports.
Reports of special committees.
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of resolutions.
There are none.
Introduction of Senate bills.
There are no Senate bills.
That brings us down to consideration of the daily calendar. Will the Senate please stand at ease? Senate will please come back to order. Madam Secretary, consideration of the daily calendar.
For Senate concurrent resolution number 62, resources relating to the subsistence priority required under the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act before the Senate on reconsideration.
Discussion? Question being...
Call the Senate?
There is a call in the Senate. Senate stand at ease. Will the Senate please come back to order? Sergeant of Arms, is the call of the Senate satisfied? We have in front of us in third reading committee substitute for Senate concurrent resolution 62 resources under reconsideration. Senator Halford.
Thank you, Mr. President. I think clearly this is one of the actions that the state should take to deal with the current situation we're in. It appears from having listened to our congressional delegation that this is the action that I've heard the most about from Senator Murkowski, and I've heard certainly statements that would advocate it by the rest of our delegation. We heard from our senior senator that in his opinion, and this is a direct quote, in my opinion, speaking of this legislation that we're dealing with, the federal and ILCA law, in my opinion, it is the worst provision Congress has ever enacted. That's by Senator Ted Stevens in our hearings. Of course, Senator Murkowski has advocated that we file and determine the constitutionality and legality of an ILCA. This resolution asks us to do that. And if we're going to talk about defending statehood, defending our state constitution, and look at this book Going Up in Flames or any other thing in any resource area, whether it's revenue sharing, whether it's state submerged lands, whether it's navigable waters, we should defend all of our constitutions. The fact is that the ANILCA bill in section 1314 says nothing in this act except Title 8 is intended to abridge the Statehood Act or the State Constitution of Alaska. That is a direct attack unilaterally on the Statehood Compact. And the state of Alaska should file action to defend statehood. It is ridiculous that we have $30 million in the Department of Law, including the oil tax cases, and that the only defenders of statehood of the state of Alaska are the Pacific Legal Foundation with an $80,000 a year budget. We never would have won the navigable waters case if it hadn't been pushed by private interest. We need to stand up for statehood.
Senator Adams.
Mr. President, I stand in opposition to this concurrent resolution. The state of Alaska has the responsibility to represent all its citizens. There is a significant segment of the public that does not agree with what's in this resolution. There is no census that the federal law should be thrown out. Why should we want the state of Alaska picking sides among its citizens? Is it one thing for a group with a certain special interest to file a suit of this nature, but quite another for the state to pluck an issue that represents only certain factions? It only serves to escalate divisive feelings in our state of Alaska, counterproductivity to the state's fundamental duty to represent all its people in its public policy decision. This particular case is also being litigated by private parties. Why should the state expend funds when an identical effort is being advanced someplace else? And this is an effort that we have been told by our governor and the Department of Law that lacks merit and probably we will lose.
Senator Halford.
Of course, that's the same Department of Law that told us that the existing law, number one, met the conditions of federal law. The U.S. District Court disagreed with that on numerous occasions. And number two, was constitutional under our Constitution. They were wrong on both points. But I'd like to go back. I'm not saying that the state of Alaska should not be dealing with subsistence use and supporting subsistence use. What I am saying is that we should be dealing with a change unilaterally made by the federal government to our statehood compact that took back purportedly a portion of fish and game management in the state of Alaska. I think we should be standing up for that. That shouldn't divide Alaskans. I believe that the first thing we should have done here was to pass a resolution that a majority of the members of this body defeated, which said, let's use methods, means, seasons, bag limits, and let's use transportation restrictions and everything available under the Constitution to provide for subsistence use. But let's not violate our own Bill of Rights in discriminating between users. There's a very simple series of ways it can be done. And let's craft an Alaska solution while we are at the same time looking to right the wrongs done by the federal government in 1980.
Senator Binkley.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm pleased to see that the senator from Eagle River is finally listening to his congressional delegation and looking to them for advice on some of these issues. Just a shame he doesn't listen to them on the central point of why we're down here and listen to their advice on that. Thank you.
Further discussion. Senator Jones.
Mr. President, I feel that we need to have some backup solution to going out of the legislature besides the constitutional amendment. If that's the will of the legislature, then so be it. We put it out to the vote of the people. But I strongly believe that we need some backup solution in case that fails at the ballot in November. If we're left hanging out there with no other solution in November, that leaves us 2 months before the federal government comes in with strong regulations with management of our fish and game here in Alaska. Now, myself, I don't want to do that. I think we're going to look darn foolish if we don't have some backup, because the people are going to blame us if there isn't something out there. I want to read you an editorial from a learned individual on this subject down in Ketchikan. And his editorial was brought up, another editorial during the weekend was brought up by the senior senator from Mat-Su. Let me tell you what the publisher of the Ketchikan Daily News has to say. First of all, he says an amendment can be drawn leaving out reference to rural, urban, native. It can merely give the legislature authority to provide for subsistence. The legislature should not be focusing only on one solution at this point. Legislation, if possible, should be enacted as a backup. The governor and lawmakers should petition the Alaska Supreme Court to delay the effect of its order, which got us into this, until after the November election, which I believe has already been done. But this resolution we're talking about today follows that up. It does ask for that. It also asks that we enjoin the federal government from going ahead with federal regulations of our fishing game, because there are reasons. They are not following NEPA. They have not filed an EIS. There are reasons to enjoin the federal government on this subject. And I think we should. So there is a desire out there amongst our constituents to have a backup solution. We passed up the best chance we had, I believe, with Senator Halper's resolution. I co-sponsored that, I voted for it. I strongly believe we still have passed up an opportunity to address this through statutes. So I have introduced this, and I'm just telling you, we're gonna look like a bunch of fools if this thing falls on its face in November. Thanks.
Further discussion. Question being, shall the Senate pass committee substitute for Senate concurrent resolution 62, resources under reconsideration? Members may proceed to vote. All members voted. Secretary will lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the vote. And so the Senate fails to pass committee substitute for Senate concurrent resolution 62, resources under reconsideration, by a vote of 9 yeas and 11 nays. Is there anything else on the daily calendar?
Citations honoring George Koester and George Unermull by Senators Kelly, Binkley, Petula, Kershaw, Pierce, Adams, Rody, and Ferencamp.
Senator Rody.
Consent the citation calendar be approved as read.
Without objection, the citation calendar is adopted. Senator Duncan.
On the citation honoring Koester and Unermull, could I be shown as a...
Without objection. Senator Kurtula is listed. Senator Zharoff would like to be a co-sponsor also. That brings us down to unfinished business. Senator Halford.
Mr. President, under unfinished business, we have been sitting here, I think, with unfinished business now for a number of days. We've seen pictures in the newspapers of legislators sitting in the sun. We've seen our per diem checks coming in one at a time, and we've now collected a stack of them. I think most of us, if we'd known, I suppose, that we were going to be here this long, they could have written one check instead of a whole series. But I, for one, question exactly what the plan is of this majority, where we are going. Do we intend to sit here at $110 a day while members sit in the sun and enjoy themselves? Is the system of voting in the House one where you have the right to vote, but you'll stay in the ballot box until the right vote comes out? Or exactly what is going on, and what is your plan for the remainder of this special session?
Further unfinished business? Senator Coghill.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the Senate tomorrow, July the 4th, for personal business.
Without objection, Senator Coghill is excused. Senator Ewling.
And I would move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the Senate from 6 p.m. this evening until Thursday at plain time.
There objection? There is objection. Senator Ewling, you are not excused. Announcements? Under announcements, the governor is asked to meet with the 14 senators who supported the constitutional amendment immediately upon recess in his office. With that, the Senate will stand in recess to a call of the chair. Senator, will please come back to order. Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, my understanding of our arrangement is that we will meet back here Friday at 4 o'clock for a technical session, and with a full session being held Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Therefore, Mr. President, I...
Senator Rohde, make your motion. Senator Rohde, make your motion.
And, Mr. President, I would move the Senate adjourn until Friday at 4 p.m.
There is objection. Senator Halford.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to know what kind of a plan we have to produce any result with this recess. We've wasted hundreds of thousands of dollars of the people of Alaska's money. We've refused to even look back at the budget and the spending pattern we're passing on. And we haven't got any solution to the subsistence problem that a majority necessary to get a constitutional amendment can agree on. I'd like to know what we're doing, what we're planning, and exactly what you expect to accomplish by bringing everyone back here to continue this charade.
Senator, the plan is to allow for a cooling off period. Those senators wishing to return to their home constituencies will be given a ticket to return home and come back to Juneau. If you leave Juneau, you will not receive per diem during the special session. If you remain in Juneau, you will continue to receive per diem. But the object is to come back Friday. The House is going to do the same thing. The governor believes it would be productive for the legislature to leave town for a few days, to cool off, to reason over the issue, and to return this weekend and see if it can't be once and for all resolved. So, Senator Rohde, there is a motion on the floor to adjourn until Friday at 4 p.m. There is an objection. Members may proceed to vote. All members voted. Secretary will lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the vote. The Senate will adjourn until Friday at 4 p.m. by a vote of 17 yeas and one no. Senate stands in adjournment.